To those waiting with bated breath for that favourite media catchphrase, the U-turn, I have only one thing to say. U-turn if you want to. The ladies, not for turning.
It's been 33 years since this lady entered Downing Street, and 22 since she left it. Even now, almost a quarter of a century on from her exit, Margaret Thatcher remains a solitary figure in British political life, both the first woman to lead a major political party, and the only one to have occupied number 10. But if election to political office is the ultimate act of political participation, why are there still so few women in positions of power?
My name's Loveday Jenkin. I'm Mebbin Curnow councillor on Cornwall Council. Well, I've been involved in local politics really all my life. My father was involved in politics, and was in fact both my father and mother were founder members of Mebbin Curnow. So my first political activity, I think, was at about the age of 10 when I started writing addresses on envelopes for a big election campaign that was going on then.
Loveday is one of just 35 female councillors at County Hall. Of these, just two sit on the cabinet. And all this in a county where women outnumber men, 51% to 49%. So why the imbalance? Loveday says that, even in this era, a woman's supposed responsibilities at home make it difficult for women to commit to the unrelenting schedule that comes with being a councillor.
A lot of male councillors, certainly in the past, they've said, oh, I'm going to go home for my tea now, my wife's cooked it. You know, and I'm thinking, I've got to go home and cook the tea because my husband's still at work and my children are with the childcare and I've got to go shopping first. So I have said to people, joking in the past, I have said, yeah, I'd really like to have a wife at home as well.
It seems childcare especially is an issue that can prevent women from launching a political campaign. In an email, Councillor Doris Ansari told me that when she was first elected in 1974, she relied heavily on a network of friends to babysit for her children, and that even now Cornwall Council needs to do more to make working hours and practices more family-friendly. Loveday Jenkin again.
I don't see myself as a female councillor as such. I see myself as a councillor for my area, but I do think that institutions and the way the institutions operate do make it more difficult for women to be able to take their full part. It's not just in politics. There's a lot of businesses where if you're not working till 8 o'clock in the evening every night, you're not going to get to the top.
But maybe there's something more to this. Something that's less about the practicalities of being in politics and more about the culture.
Order! Miss Order! Order! Order!
Is there an inherently macho element to politics, both in the preparation for entering political office and one's conduct once there, that puts women off? One person well placed to judge the issue of politics' masculine culture is Sarah Newton MP. She sat on the government benches since her election in 2010 and has experienced firsthand the cut and thrust of life in Parliament.
There are some people who love it. They seem to love that Prime Minister's question time, once a week banter. I mean, I should say, that behaviour only really happens once a week for like half an hour. Now, some people actually love that banter, but then equally some people absolutely hate it and think it's just ridiculous.
But Loveday Jenkin says political machismo goes beyond mere banter.
There is a way of operating which particularly appeals to men, which tends to be confrontational and not necessarily working together towards a compromise. And there is a way of acting which often women feel more comfortable about working together in a consensus environment. And I think women add a lot to politics by being there and saying, actually, we need to look at the strategy, we need to look at how we can all work together in a team work environment. But there is a particular atmosphere in politics which is about cut and thrust of politics, which appeals to a certain macho idea.
That's an assessment Sandra Haywood agrees with. She's the mayor of St Austell and says political success is often related to which person, and more importantly, which men you know.
It is very much an old boys' network, and you will find that there are a great many top politicians who've gone through the old school regime where they are actually trained for politics, whereas very, very few women are.
But maybe we're making too much of all of this. Surely it's a passion for the issues, rather than your gender, that motivates you to get involved in politics. I put this to Sandra Haywood. Do you think the lack of maybe visible female politicians would be a deterrent, something that would put you off getting interested in it?
No, not at all. Not myself personally, and I'm sure any other female who would be really interested in getting into politics.
It seems our politicians agree that more must be done, on a practical level, to make political practices more accommodating to women. And there also seems to be a degree of consensus that politics is too macho, although whether that in itself puts women off politics still generates debate. But that women offer a diverse and necessary voice in politics, and that there should be more of them, on that, there is very much agreement. Jack Murley, Radio Falmouth News.